The U.S. Army finally gets its own museum. A marker commemorating the service of Sergeant William Kearny, a former slave and the first African-American Medal of Honor recipient, is displayed outside the new National Museum of the United States Army on November 10, 2020 in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. The United States Army now has its own National Museum. The National Museum of the United States Army opened in Fort Belvoir, Virginia on Wednesday, Veterans Day. The site is about 30 kilometers from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The museum is aimed at telling the story of the country's oldest military service, which began 245 years ago in 1775. The large five-level complex contains interactive and historical exhibits. It includes thousands of documents, pictures, artwork, and many kinds of army equipment. They include a Sherman tank used in World War II, a helicopter from the Vietnam War, an armored personnel carrier from the Iraq War in 2003. It included or things like a saddle for the horseback riding used by Army Special Forces in the mountains of Afghanistan in 2001. A life-size exhibit shows American forces landing on the beaches of Normandy, France, on D-Day during World War II. Weapons, protective wear, and service awards are also shown. One display holds a timepiece, a watch from the wreckage of September 11, 2001 attack on the Pentagon military headquarters. The National Museum of the United States Army is pictured on Tuesday, November 10, 2020, in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. The museum opens Wednesday, November 11, after more than a decade of planning the fundraising. Many exhibits deal with wartime activity, but others center on peacekeeping operations and humanitarian missions around the world, said the news museum's director Tommy Call. She also noted the exhibit's soldier story, saying it speaks of the individual soldier's story. It allows us to get very personal and reflective, the Army veteran told VOA. Jack Kerfield, an official with the veterans organization American Legion, praised what he saw at the museum. The exhibits of battle, he said, put a human face on it, instead of just saying we fought here. The National Army Museum will be a place for members of the total Army family to gather and share their stories, said Ryan D. McCarthy, Secretary of the Army. That means a lot of museum visitors, B.J. Lawrence, he leads the Washington, D.C. office of the organization Veterans of Foreign Wars. He served on the U.S. Army in South Korea in the early 1980s. Lawrence said he found exhibits on the Korean War especially touching and called the museum overall phenomenal. And, he said, it helps to explain and put into perspective why the American people enjoy the freedoms they do today, he added. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr. Deborah Block reported this story for VOA News. Mario Ritter, Jr. adapted it for VOA Learning English. Patty Weaver was the editor. Words in this story. Museum. Noun. A building in which interesting and valuable things such as paintings and sculptures or scientific and historical objects are collected and shown to the public. Interactive. Adjective. Designed to respond to actions, commands, usually the electronic devices. Exhibit. Noun. A show of something to the public such as in a museum. Allow. Verb. To permit. Reflective. Adjective. Causing thoughtfulness or thinking about something. Phenomenal. Adjective. Very good. Unusual in a way that is impressive. Perspective. Noun. A way of thinking about and understanding something, such as a particular issue or life in general. Comprehension quiz. When did the National Museum of the United States Army open?